going to shows night after night. It's a hard life, but somebody's got to do it. Why not theater critic Michael Bourne?
I call this time of the theater season the Broadway bottleneck, as shows open almost nightly. 14 shows will be opening in the next 3 weeks before April 27th, the deadline to be nominated for Tony Awards, including 5 new musicals yet to open. Amélie just opened and is the most charming new musical this season. Craig Lucas adapted the book from the French rom-com about a girl who fancifully imagines life around her and plays with the fates of people she encounters, including her own. Danielle Messé and Nathan Tyson wrote songs that all sound similar but pretty. The design is all around pretty. And Philippa Sue is enchanting and pretty as Amélie. Miss Saigon is again on Broadway and again is dramatically overwrought. The Bublil and Schoenberg epic variation on Madame Butterfly transplanted to the war in Vietnam. One doesn't see production so expensively large in its cast and its spectacle anymore since 1991 when the show opened and played for a decade. Scenic technology has evolved, although the show's iconic helicopter, much more realistic back then, is now only a loud projection and not as impressive. Two of the biggest songs and dances are more powerful now than I remember, choreographed again by Bob Avian, when the triumphant Vietnamese celebrate Ho Chi Minh, and when the pimp called the engineer sings about the American dream. I remember best from years ago, Jonathan Pryce as the engineer humping a Cadillac. John Briones is as autoerotic now in Miss Saigon. Best Play Revival is the most unpredictable Tony Award. Arthur Miller plays were abstracted by director Ivan van Hove recently, View from the Bridge and The Crucible. Not much true to Miller. But The Pride, directed by Terry Kinney now, comes with no directorial flourishing, and it's all the more dramatic about the price everyone pays for life's choices. Mark Ruffalo and Tony Shalhoub play estranged brothers who've come together to sell an attic full of their father's old favorites and to deal with their own memories. Ruffalo's cop and Shalhoub's doctor awaken the bitterness of the doctor's betrayal of his brother. And Tony Shalhoub, who often is so delightful on stage, is hateful from the moment he enters. A superior, center-of-the-use bastard, and you want the brother to kick him down the stairs. Danny DeVito plays the funny and wise antiques dealer who's come to value what's left of the father's life. And DeVito's performance is priceless in The Price. I'm Michael Bourne.